Whoever you are, wanderer, worshipper, lover of leaving, ours is no caravan of despair. Come yet again, come. Oh, they're still coming in. Come, come, whoever you are, wanderer, worshipper, lover of leaving, ours is no caravan of despair. Come yet again, come. I'm pleased and privileged to welcome you here this morning as the minister of the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Manhattan. I'm aware that as we gather today, there are others who are at the mercy of nature's raging. I offer words from the Reverend Hannah Roberts Villeneuve. The skies are raging. Wind blows entire islands down. One lonely home remains standing with palms scattered, matchsticks on the shore. The earth is raging. Fires consume what lies in its path. No regard for frightened deer or houses built with rugged hands. The waters are raging. From Texas to Nepal to Florida, so many are wondering when their home will be dry again. My heart is raging from declarations that some of us do not deserve the designation of human, of beloved, of sacred, of belonging. In this season of raging storm, we meet this morning to say again, welcome to friend and kin and stranger, to offer our promise together that while this world rages, we will remain awake to its pain and sorrow, to offer our promise together that while this world rages, we will remain tethered here to one another. And so welcome all of you, especially guests who may have come for our musicale or may have been surprised by it. If you haven't yet, I encourage you to sign the guest book in the narthex, and I invite everyone to take a moment to greet the friend, kin, and stranger around you. And if you want to move forward to let latecomers take the back seats, that would be great too, but you don't have to. Well, despite the weather elsewhere, we are blessed with beauty and pleased to be here together. All of us are especially welcome this morning as we celebrate our 16th musicale in our 60th year as the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Manhattan. The coming together with our music represents what we are as a people. Our diverse talents come together, our children and youth as well as our adults. Together we are so much more than we could ever be alone. So whether you're brand new or whether you have been to all 16 musicales, who's been to all 16 musicales? There are a few. Good, good. Whichever extreme you're on, you're welcome this morning. And this morning our children and youth are encouraged to stay with us for our full service, though child care and children's activities are available as described in the order of service. And everyone, please join us after the service for coffee and conversation in the Alsop room down the hall to the left. Note the announcements in your order of service. And if you've been coming here for a while and are interested in membership, please note the information about Path to Membership. I also have a special acknowledgement here that for the next 2 weeks, we're recruiting members for Chalice Circles. And they deserve a special mention in our service because they are a way to deepen your experience with the themes that we explore on Sunday mornings. And you don't have to be a member to join. So I invite two of our facilitators, Jane Pelletier and Jessica Sievers, to say a bit more and then light our chalice.
Good morning. I want to welcome all the faces, old and new, young and old. My name's Jessica Sievers, and this is Jane Pelletier. Of course, you've met Jonalu. And Susan Adam-Chack, if you just wave real quick. Thank you. We are your Chalice Circle facilitators, and we're kicking off our new season. We're recruiting new members to join. And like Jonalu said, you don't have to be an actual member of the congregation. So this is a great way to learn about each other and ourselves, and we connect in with the themes that we're talking about during the services. Jane's going to tell you a little bit more about what it is.
Every now and then I get an image in my mind that kind of sums up for me the way I feel about something. And the image that I have about chalice circles is like when you were a child, or those of you who are still children, do you remember finding the perfect stone that you could skip across the water? And how much fun that was? And the image of that image says to me that sometimes we are the skipping stones. We kind of flit through life, and we touch down a bit, and touch down a bit, and touch down a bit, and touch down a bit. But chalice circles offer us a chance to plop into the water and to plumb the depths. This month, the theme is welcome. So we have a packet of materials prepared on the theme of welcome. And this packet is extremely rich and provides, different things like poems, or YouTube videos, or even whole movies that embrace the theme of welcome. We spend time with these and enjoy what's in them, and then once a month we meet with our chalice circle. In addition to that, within here, there are exercises for us to enjoy throughout the month around the theme of welcome, and questions for us to ponder around the theme of welcome. And that's it. So we welcome all of you who would like to plumb the depths and plop into the water with us this year.
Also look for an opportunity to just test out the waters, so to speak, in Chalice Circle Light. That was something Michaela did last year. I will continue that. Look for announcements starting in October for a short condensed session on the third or fourth Sunday of the month. I'll be hosting that right after services on Sundays, and I'll bring snacks.
And did we say that there's a table outside?
Yes.
To sign up?
Just outside the kitchen. Yeah. There's some openings. You're welcome to sign up. If you have any questions, please ask some of us facilitators, Susan and the three of us.
So now we'll light our chalice. Whether you have come here with heart full or heart empty, with spirits high or low, rested or tired, hopeful or despairing.
Whether you have come here out of habit, conviction, loneliness, or curiosity.
You belong here because you are here.
And all that you have and all that you are is welcome here.
This morning we are together, the heartbeat of the congregation.
Thank you, Jessica and Jane. I invite you now to join in our opening hymn. Here we have gathered, number 360. Rise in body or spirit, please.
Thank you.
Life indeed has its battles, sorrows, and regrets, but in the shadows let us not forget we who now gather know each other's pain. We know each other's pain, each other's sorrow, each other's rejoicing. And if we do not know it yet, we are eager to hear, to offer the kindness that can heal us and to celebrate our joys. So if you have a sorrow or a joy that you would like to share this morning, raise your hand and wait for the microphone. And please tell us who you are, because not everyone knows you. And a reminder that it's not a time for announcements or political speeches, but for the sharing of the most significant, our most significant burdens and celebrations of our lives. So, joys and sorrows.
Ann Cowan here. I was saddened to see this morning in the paper that Cleo Stoughton had died at the age of 28 of cancer. Her mother is Jan McNeil, who we don't see her often here, but is a member here, and is also the daughter of Allie Stoughton, who was a very active member here before she moved to the Boston area.
Jan's been in Boston with her daughter. That's where she's been.
Jim Chanteau. This last week had my wife, Doreen, lived. Unfortunately, she died in 2008. She was a very active member of this fellowship, by the way. We would have celebrated our 51st wedding anniversary. As I said, unfortunately, she died in 2008. So I had sad memories as I thought of that.
I have two announcements. One, it's a joy to see Danny and Art Clack here this morning. Yay! Who? And I'm happy to announce there is an actual wedding date for my son. He and Samantha are getting married next September. So it's pretty exciting. We wondered for 6 years if there would be an actual day, and there is. So, and Art and Danny were mentors for my son for many, many, many years. So it's lovely to be able to say that today with them here.
Hi, Ann Marchin. I was out in Western Kansas for my mom's memorial. She died June 19th. Would have been, she was a month short of 103. She was a great World War II veteran nurse and was a great mom and had a great life. So we had a fun time getting together and remembering all her many qualities. So thank you.
My name's Rob DeLong. It's, speaking of, Belle and I celebrated our 25th anniversary this last weekend, which is why I wasn't in church. And we went to Colorado, so on the camping in the Rocky Mountains, because for our honeymoon we had gone to Alaska. And one of the most amazing things I saw, a field of a lifetime, was I was fishing the rapids, and a cow moose and a bull moose went literally right by me. And it reminds me of the power of nature in a sad way. You know, the sort of hurricanes and things that are happening now. So, joy and a concern, I guess.
Judy and I had a nice time. This is John Extel. Had a nice time in Chicago last weekend. At the Jazz Festival, but also with relatives, we celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary.
We hold in our hearts all of our joys and sorrows, spoken and unspoken. The Hopi people say that long ago, when the earth was so dark that shadows could not be seen, Spider Grandmother sat in the dark and spun. Already, even then, long ago, she was old. She had the power of age with her, and as she spun, she sang. Ho-a, ho-a. Well, we don't really know what she sang. But the vibration stirred the universe and directions appeared. She sang more. Ho-a. And the seasons came into being. She sang over her medicine bundles, and her daughters, Ixtiti and Nauxtiti, appeared from the bundles. Spider taught them to sing too, so that they too could sing into being all the world that might become. Wea hio, sang Ixtiti. Amy hum, sang Nauxtiti. They whirled and sang, and wheeling stars appeared, and then globes of light, all emerging from the vibrations of the song. Life emerged from the song, geese and fish, trees and grass, the stone people and the water people. So the Hopi people tell us that all our creation came from song, from the vibrations of the universe set off by Spider Grandmother. Their story tells us that vibration, sound, is fundamental to the beginnings of the world. So often we get caught up in the world of things, perhaps even the illusion of things, vibrations, waves moving through the air, energy. We forget this part of life when we obsess on the physical stuff that feels more real to us. The Hopi remind us, though, Spider Grandmother reminds us that the vibrations are what welcomed us into the world, what set the world up for us to experience. And what would our world be like without these vibrations, without those sounds, without that music? For that is what music is, vibrations that create sound. This morning we are welcomed into those vibrations, with the vibrations welcomed and reminded of our home here. We'll hear a wide assortment of music, from the classics of Beethoven and Bach to the folk music of South Africa and Ireland to musicals and jazz. Something is bound to capture your heart. Whoever is here belongs here. And we are the heartbeat of the congregation this morning. We are here to experience and appreciate the rhythm of life.
I want to give you offer a special welcome to you for all of these people who have given so much time to get ready to do this, and I want to apologize if there's anybody here whom I have not asked to participate in the music program. I don't know why I didn't ask you, but if I didn't, please know that you are welcome, and if you'll see me, I will give you an opportunity to share your musical talents with the rest of us. One announcement. The fourth item on part one isn't going to occur because Hunter is really sick, and I think Hunter's seven, and he had prepared for this for weeks. But fortunately, Sabrina Bowker stepped in at the last minute and agreed to play Prelude No. 1 from The Well-Tempered Clavier by J.S. Bach. And so the program will proceed. The first piece, Rhythm of Life, is from the musical Sweet Charity, The version that we sing has been cleaned up, has been modified a bit for high school choral groups and some churches. We probably could have done the original. There are several references to religion in this, as the rhythm of life being a stand-in for or an essential element in good religion. You're about to hear it. Also, it's the first piece we've ever done here in 20 years where there is a four-hand accompaniment, and they make us look good. All right. Are we ready?
Spread the picture on a wire. Tina Siphon and Kulalei Ko. 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 Oh, Tina Sima Nene, Sisan Koba Sikululei Ke. Oh, Tina Sima Nene, Sisan Koba Sikuse. Oh, Tina Sima Nene, Sisan Koba Sikululei Ke. Oh, Tina Sima Nene, Sisan Koba Sikuse. Tina Siphon and Kulalei Ko. Tina Siphon and Kulalei Ko.
I want to make sure this works okay. Sorry. Had a little technical difficulties yesterday, but okay.
Where can I find the city of shining? Every treasure behind in an ordinary world. The days and 2 years roll by. It's where that I live until I die. Ordinary world. What would you wish if you saw a shooting star in an ordinary world? I'd walk to the edge of the earth and afar in an ordinary world. Baby, I don't have much, but what we have is more than enough. Ordinary world. Ooh. 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 Where can I find the city of shining light? Every treasure behind in an ordinary world. Baby, I don't have much, but what we have is more than enough. Ordinary world.
Commitment to give our offering each second Sunday of the month to an organization that represents our Unitarian Universalist values in the larger world. This month's recipient is CASA, and Ben Johnson is here to tell us about CASA this morning. Please support them generously.
Good morning, everybody. Luckily for myself and all of you, I did not prepare anything musically. That would be hard to follow up what Emily just did. So we're just going to focus on Sunflower CASA. And let me start off by saying thanks to all of you for inviting me here to talk about it. I certainly appreciate it. And a wonderful morning to hear some of this beautiful music and come together as a community. So how I got involved with CASA is I am an attorney by trade. Actually grew up on Zinedale Road out here on a farm. Started with CASA when I came back to Manhattan to work and decided I'd just help out and volunteer. That was 6 years ago, and I've been the president for 5 years. So as I'm sure all of you are aware, sometimes being competent can lead to much more than what you anticipated. But I've found a true calling, and raise your hands just if you've heard of CASA. Now, raise your hands again if you actually know what CASA does. That's pretty good. All right? Most of the time, it's about 85% of people have at least heard of it, and maybe 10% know what actually happens. And that's because it's hard for what we do to explain what our organization actually does on a day-to-day basis. So when I tell you, in a community like Manhattan, as affluent as we are, Sunflower, we're three branches, and I'll explain three quickly, but CASA itself is a court-appointed special advocate for any child, any minor, who goes through the court system either for neglect or abuse. When you think about from the start of January 1 to this day, how many kids would you say in Riley County has that affected? Somebody throw me out a number. 30? 119 so far this year. Okay? That shocked me when I started, and that's why I've been with this organization for 6 years now. So there have been 119 cases of either abuse or neglect of minors in our community in Manhattan. It blows my mind to think about that. And when you think about communities like Wichita, Kansas City, those numbers are much larger, right? But to even think about just what we're doing here, that is a lot of kids. We currently have 124 trained advocates, okay? So you can see that we had a message in your bulletin about training. The financial side of it's one part, and we certainly appreciate anything that people are willing to give to help us support those kids. The man hours, the woman hours behind it, the individuals who say, I'll step up and help this child through this entire court process, that's the most impact that we have and the biggest need that we have in our organization. So anybody who have any interest, please contact the CASA office. You can get my contact information. I work with Marissa Larson. She'll be happy to pass it on. Anybody who would even have an interest, please come to the first training, see if it's something you'd be interested in. We certainly would appreciate it. The second two aspects of our organization, CASA itself has grown so much, we were successful. We were able to create two kind of subsidiary ones. We call them our CAC and CVIC. Essentially what they do is any child who has been abused or is the police are investigating if there was any sort of sexual or physical abuse, we have an interview room in Manhattan here where that child can come and does not have to go to the police department and sit in an interrogation room and explain what happened to them. In that interrogation room, obviously there's toys. We have a whiteboard that's interactive that can be printed out whatever the child drew and used in the court cases. It's interesting. I've only sat through one. They're hard to sit through, but we essentially have a viewing room where there's about 10 to 12. We've had everybody from the FBI, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, Riley County Police Department, all these folks in there because they need to listen to what's going on. But we have one of our trained staff is the only one actually interacting with the child. And when you listen to the police talk about how those go compared to when they're in the police station and all 12 of those people are in the room with the child, you can imagine how nervous they are. It's not something that we're one of four, I think, in the state of Kansas. So for a community our size to have that is pretty special. The other side of that organization that we call our visitation center, any parent who is under court-supervised visitation, meaning we're trying to repair that relationship with the child, right, but we don't trust them to be on their own, they have to have a center where they can go and spend time with the children but be under supervision. We provide those services. So we have a room where they can interact, play, do games, watch a film, things like that. But we have retired police department, off-duty police, who volunteer their time and work for us that the court says you can have 2 hours a week, but it's under supervised visitation. Most places don't have supervised visitation, so we provide that for the community here, and we are full. Between Riley County, Geary, and Pott County, a little bit of Clay as well, those services never are go unneeded. It's surprising in that, too. So it's fun for me to come out and explain a little bit. Like I said, these aren't things we put in the Mercury every week, so you're not going to read about what it is we do because it really is behind the scenes. But let us know that we appreciate you guys understanding our organization and being willing to support that, and we want to let the community know that we're there trying to help out any youth in this area who needs help. So thank you very much, and thank you for letting me come speak today, and I hope you all have a great Sunday.
on Elklemor Bat Hat comes from rural areas of Great Bay, of Great Britain, and you need to know just a little bit. A moor is a desolate place where 19th century people, authors, sent men to wonder and think and make decisions about. That's supposed to be a joke for you literary fans here. And so on Elklemor, a desolate place. And then Bat Hat. Bat is a preposition which means without, and hot is a hat. So you will see what happens if people go on Elklemor Bat Hat. You ready? All right.
Where has the been since I saw thee, Elklemor Bat Hat?
Where has the been since I saw thee?
Where has the been since I saw thee? Bat Hat on Elklemor Bat Hat, on Elklemor Bat Hat. I've been a courting Mary Jane on Elklemor Bat Hat. I've been a courting Mary Jane. I've been a courting Mary Jane on Elklemor Bat Hat, on Elklemor Bat Hat, on Elklemor Bat Hat.
Death of cold on Elklemor Bat Hat.
There wilt thou catch thy death of cold.
There wilt thou catch thy death of cold. Bat Hat on Elklemor Bat Hat. On Elklemor Bat Hat.
Then us will come and bury thee.
Bury thee.
Come
and bury thee, but not on Elklemor Bat Hat, on Elklemor Bat Hat.
Then worms will come and eat
thee, eat thee, on Elklemor Bat Hat.
Then worms will come and eat thee,
then worms will come and eat thee,
then worms will come and eat thee,
then worms will come and eat thee.
On
Elklemor Bat
Hat, then ducks will come and eat up worms.
Eat up worms on Elklemor Bat Hat.
Then ducks will come and eat up worms.
Then ducks will come and eat up worms.
Then
ducks will come and eat up worms. Bat Hat on Elklemor Bat Hat. On Elklemor Bat Hat.
Then us will come and eat up ducks.
Eat up ducks on Elklemor Bat Hat.
Then us will come and eat up ducks.
Then ducks will come and eat up ducks.
Then us will come and eat up
ducks. Bat Hat on Elklemor Bat Hat. On Elklemor Bat Hat. On Elklemor Bat Hat.
Then us will all have it
up. Then us will all have it up. Bat Hat on Elklemor Bat Hat. On Elklemor Bat Hat.
I'm sure most of you who are here for a while recall Jack Warren. Jack Warren played in not only a number of music halls, but in many other occasions as well. He played a variety of different instruments, but I think his favorite instrument was the baritone saxophone. So today I'm dedicating this number to the memory of Jack Warren and playing on baritone saxophone. The number Summertime from Porgy and Bess by George Gershwin.
Thank you.
our last number begins, I'd invite the women who are singing with both groups to please bring both pieces of music up. And I want to give a special thanks to Michael Oldfather, who has done an amazing job, as usual, putting together all of this program. This is extra time that he puts in that he doesn't get paid overtime for. And we so appreciate his efforts.
Thank you.
take a moment to give thanks to our AV folks. In the words of Dick Gilbert, by our presence here with one another, hearing the harmony that is the music of the spheres, may some of the harshness and discord of our human lives be transmuted into music. A new song in our hearts may there be, and a new harmony our beings, so that we may return to our several duties with fresh courage and with eagerness and with rejoicing.
Thank you.